This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Happy Festivus.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
A Festivus for the rest of us.
Starring Bob Lutz.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
I'm a self-promoter. Either you promote yourself or nobody else is going to.
And now, as Festivus rolls on, we come to the feats of strength. This year, the honor goes to
Jeff Lutz.
Let's rumble!
I let my work speak for itself. You don't get to steamroll. You don't get to be a bully.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe.
I lost my train of thought.
In Jason Duda.
It's a Festivus miracle.
Nip it in the butt right away, boys, and be done with it. Nip it in the butt.
There's a pole. Requires no decoration. I find tinsel distracting.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Happy Festivus.
Happy Festivus.
Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, Jason Duda in with us today. The three-man booth. We'll have Hutchinson Community football coach Drew Dallas coming on at 3:25 today, and at 3:40, Adam Teicher from ESPN.com. We're off the rest of the week. We hope everyone has a very good holiday season. Jeff's obviously not off to a great start.
Why?
The meal the other night is, well, that Kobe Steakhouse is always great.
Always.
I enjoy it, and we had a good group. And that was good.
Yeah, it was. I had a great time. The other things that happened on my birthday, Josh Naylor was traded to the Diamondbacks.
How do you feel about all that Guardians movement?
Guardians, I like it, in fact. I think
you'd love anything they did.
No, I wouldn't.
You'll talk yourself into anything.
No, I do like it, though. I like it. I like the team that they are right now. And I think they may have another move or two left in them over the course of the rest of the offseason. They score runs with Kyle Manzardo.
I've been hearing about Kyle Manzardo,
Santana, Jose Ramirez, Lane Thomas, Stephen Kwan, John Kinsey Noel, Chase DeLauder, Juan Brito. They've got plenty of guys who can help them score runs. We expect Bo Naylor maybe to get it going a little bit more this year. Brian Rocchio had a great
postseason.
They put
themselves in a position to beat the Yankees.
Hey, give it a shot. You never know.
Answer the question.
Sure, why not?
No. They haven't.
Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe they have. Maybe they haven't.
Are they better than the Red Sox?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Red Sox just keep adding pitching.
No, their pitching staff might be really good, but Walker Buehler didn't show a ton last year. He was good.
He's worth taking a flyer on.
I don't want to pay him $21 million.
I mean, you wouldn't pay anyone $21
exactly,
million.
So I don't want to pay him that. And they got Garrett Crochet.
You're better than the Orioles.
I don't know. That's tough. I like our team.
You better get better than some of these teams.
Well, we picked up 11 years of controllable starting pitching.
Don't care about that.
For
don't care about. You're talking like some guy in the analytics department.
No, we've done that. And guys that could be in the rotation beginning this year for a $96 million contract with Andrés Giménez, it wasn't going to pay dividends, and Josh Naylor, who was god-awful in the postseason last year and down the stretch.
So you're happy with where you're at?
I like the team.
Well, then there you
right
go.
Now.
That's all that matters.
Nah, he's talking himself into
David
it.
Fry will come back.
He was a wreck Saturday
Shane
night.
Shane Bieber
when this
will
happened.
Come back.
He was a
An
wreck.
Absolute wreck.
He was a wreck. Maybe that's why he turned to the.
We're not talking about that
anymore.
Well,
no, we're
not.
I can't believe I'm not allowed to talk about that.
No, you're not.
I'm so excited about that.
That's
I can finally
so
got
disgusting.
Something that we can chat about, Jeff and I.
Yeah,
you can talk
and
about it.
And you're like,
him
oh, no, we can't talk
after
about
the
it.
Show.
You want to talk about it? You want to go get a drink after the show
well,
and talk about it?
It'd be crazy not to. I'll show you some other drinks.
869-1240.
What happened?
Is the number, the IHOP hotline. This is where
now.
This is where I lose you.
What do you mean?
I don't get
go?
It.
What happened?
You got your daughter home. You got Christmas coming up.
Yeah, we went and watched the end of the Shocker game and then basically went home. And between those two events, not a lot of great happened. But we had a good time.
Did you?
Yeah. I thought so.
Well, good for you. We're
got a lot figured out.
We're proud of you.
Thank you.
What about the Shockers? So they send us lots of mixed signals. Earlier in the week, beaten handily by UMKC, which isn't a very good team by all accounts. I mean, they don't have a good record. They don't have a good history. There's no reason to think they're anything. And then Saturday night, Wichita State played easily its best game of the year, in my opinion. Shot the ball well, defended well, attacked, had a good crowd. Felt like Shocker basketball. Where are we as they get ready to play Friends and then get into conference play at home against Temple next week?
Well, it kind of goes game by game, it seems, with this team. You feel a lot better. Like you felt terrible about Florida, and then maybe they kind of rebounded a little bit. Then you feel terrible about UMKC or Kansas City, and then they come back with the best game of their season so far. So you have to be on an upswing. You just don't want the highs and lows to be so dramatic and so extreme. And I don't know. I don't know if you'll be able to avoid that in a conference season, Duda.
Well, we'll see.
What do you mean, Duda?
Well, he's doing something.
Ups and downs, man. It's ups and downs. That's the problem. You bring all these guys in, you're going to click one game, then if you try to change something, it's not going to work for this and that, and so then you have the downswing again, and this is the problem. As we go back to the portal all the time, and you have to go get new players, and you have to start over again. It's a mess.
I don't think Wichita State is a portal issue.
I'm talking in general for programs.
Well, that's fine, but we're talking about Wichita State.
Well, I'm
in
not.
In particular.
I'm not.
We
right
know
now
how you feel about the portal.
Despise it.
Good.
Despise
but I don't
it
think it's an. I don't think that's the issue for the Shockers. I just think that
what's the
I
issue?
I think that their shooting has been inconsistent. They've not identified the right guys all the time. But I think I see when I watch this team play and they play well, there's no reason they can't compete for an American Athletic Conference championship.
Well, yeah, if
given
you play
the
well
state
every
of this
game,
conference,
absolutely,
they're as good as anybody in the American. Yeah, they've had a couple.
They're not
hiccups
as good as Memphis.
Get back to me on Memphis.
They're not as good as Memphis.
Memphis had a primetime opportunity the other day at home, and got handled by Mississippi State, and that's a good team. Coached by former Shocker assistant Chris Jans, no question about it. But I don't trust Memphis as far as I can throw them, and neither should
aren't
you.
Aren't we saying the exact same thing about Wichita State? Only their hiccups don't come against Mississippi State. They come against UMKC, which is
one,
a little
they
different
had one hiccup in a game they definitely should have won, and that's UMKC.
Right.
They lost on the road at DePaul, which is not an easy game anymore.
Yeah, but they
not an easy game anymore.
It has been for most of the other
and then they
quality
lost
teams
against Florida, which is obviously one of the best teams in the country.
Didn't they Didn't DePaul lose by 20 to Northwestern, or am I just making that up?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either.
You keep talking about things.
I just popping
they
off.
Lost by 28 to St. John's and 20 to Northwestern.
Yeah, so that's
their win over Wichita State. But they play, you know, nobody wants to play St. John's.
DePaul is not a good team.
They may not be a good team, but they're a better team.
No, they're no.
Yeah, better they're a better what? Team. They won three games last
okay,
year.
Okay, they might
That's
win five.
That's what I said.
They might win five this year.
Jeff, are you still drunk? I mean,
DePaul sucks.
Go out and throw
can
up.
Can we just say what is true? DePaul sucks.
They're 8-4. Who's on the line? Anybody on the line, Max? My accountant.
Jay Mariotti?
Who?
Oh.
Jim 89. Here we go, Jim. How are you?
Your last call ever to the show, Jim.
I was at the game Saturday night. Even Steven in
right.
the first half. It was a Russ. What was the former announcer? Greavy? W.
Yes, Gus Greavy.
They got out-coached in the second half. Kansas State did.
What does that have to do with Gus Greavy?
Gus Greavy. Remember Gus Greavy? He put
yeah, but I don't know
Greavy.
What that has to do with him.
What has that have to do with him? Well, when you had a game where it was questionable whether you were going to win, and Gus Greavy would start yelling and screaming and so forth, and he would, Gus would kind of think that he pulled it out by hollering and screaming and so forth, and he'd call out a W, and he'd be happy as hell. But you probably don't remember Gus Greavy. Your dad probably would.
No, I don't remember Gus Greavy. I'm only almost 70. No, I've been following the Shockers since 1962. So no, I don't know Gus Greavy.
Gus Greavy's been around since 1962 on 12:40 a.m.
Thank
but
you.
Anyway, they got out coached. They got out coached Saturday night at Kansas State. Those teams were as equal as could be. They just got out coached. But
there you go. That is a good thought, Jim, and I appreciate it. And Gus Greavy would be proud of that call.
If you're going to have for a small water, $3.50, and $10 for handicap parking, it's going to take a while. There's not many people there over 60. There were very few. Hmm. I walked probably 2/3 of the circle twice.
Jim, may I ask a question?
Yeah.
Have you been drinking screwdrivers?
No, I have been drinking at all, but I mean, I enjoyed that game as much as I did when Stallworth, everybody had fouled out except Stallworth and some Pee-wee, and they beat Cincinnati back when Cincinnati was the greatest of the great.
We were at that game together, Jim. Can you believe that? I was just a tot. I was at that game, yes, sir. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. There's a Jim 98.
89.
Got him transposed.
Turning 90 next year.
Good for Jim. We love Jim. And Jim can keep calling the show regardless of what we're talking about because he has his own agenda.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's best part about Jim.
And he can always compare a game today to one that happened 50 or more years ago.
Yeah.
And that's what we like.
More like more than 60 years ago.
And not only can he compare the games, he can compare how he felt about the games, which is impressive.
Well, yeah, he was a young adult back in that Stallworth Cincinnati game. You know, late 20s. My gosh. Awesome.
Dude, and I don't
the late 20.
Know how we feel at any given moment.
No.
Jim 89 knows how he felt.
Why do you want to align yourself with Duda?
Because we got something to talk about, and you won't let me talk about it.
Why is it that you want now to...
Yeah, why do you want to talk about it?
Because that's fun stuff. That's fun memory.
I don't see
memory.
Anything fun about it. I think
it happened.
Asinine.
It's not a big deal. It's never happened to you?
No,
you've never been drunk in public?
Honest to goodness, I've never thrown up in a parking lot.
You've never been drunk in public?
It was more on the sidewalk.
Oh, that's all right. That's it happened.
It's embarrassing.
To you?
Yeah.
So you're embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed for Jeff.
But I'm not that
Jeff's not embarrassed.
I feel fine.
I'm embarrassed. What's the problem? I don't care if he's embarrassed.
That's what I'm saying. But it doesn't matter because it doesn't bother him.
It bothers me.
And I'm proud of you for it not bothering you.
Yeah, why should it bother me?
Right up your alley.
I don't drink. I had a bad night.
Exactly. You don't drink. You went out with a buddy on your birthday. You had a couple drinks. It turned out a little goofy. You got to taste Kobe's twice. And then you went home.
Dumb.
Exactly. And now it's over. You're going to talk about your 42nd
all
birthday.
All right, time
for
a break.
And I can't.
Yeah, we got a few minutes.
I'm not even allowed to keep talking.
We'll talk with Hutchinson football coach.
You want to at least go to the end of this segment?
What?
We got a couple minutes even to the end of the segment.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Well, you do it can, though, right?
Brought it up like twice.
It's a dumb thing.
Yeah, you have brought it up multiple times.
Whether I bring it up or not is irrelevant.
So what are we supposed to do when you bring it up?
Not talk about it.
That's you don't kind of allow those sort of things.
That's what we do.
You don't allow yourself to be misdirected or redirected.
What do you mean?
Like if you bring up something and we say, Bob, you can't talk about that, you'll get just as angry about that as if we do talk about something you don't want to talk about.
I don't know what that meant.
Right?
I couldn't follow that.
Well, he what he's saying is true.
You couldn't follow it either.
Oh, I was all over that.
Yes,
that was easy.
Drew Dallas from Hutchinson Community College, national champions. He joins us next. The Bob and Jeff Show with Jason Duda, KFH.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
We are joined by Drew Dallas. He's the head football coach at Hutchinson Community College. They beat Iowa Western last week 28-23 in Canyon, Texas to win the National Junior College Championship. Boy, what a deal to happen right around Christmas. How much celebrating has been done in Hutchinson, Coach?
Quite a bit of celebrating, not much sleeping. I know that much, but yeah, busy time of year right before the holidays, and a great way to end the season for sure.
Well, you've had a really strong program at Hutch for a while now. What gave you hope and belief that this team could be special in the way it turned out to be?
Well, we had a great group of guys that really, worked their tail off all off season, after coming up short last year and losing in the semifinal game. And they were just determined, they worked really hard in the off season, focused on the task at hand and really just on the process, and didn't get too far ahead of themselves. And we knew with our talent level, if we could keep that focus just kind of on the day-to-day and the week-to-week, that, you know, we'd be able to fight through some adversity if it came. And certainly it did throughout the course of the year. But, you know, our guys were always they were prepared, and you know, they persevered through that adversity and didn't let it affect them in the long run. So, you know, I was very pleased with their efforts throughout the season and just how they maintained that focus, because we knew they were talented enough to get the job done for sure.
What did that championship game come down to? Because as someone, you know, just looking at the stats, it doesn't look like you should have been blown out or anything like that. But, you know, they had you in yardage. They were up 14-0 early. So what were the factors and the elements that allowed you to not only come back early but also win that game?
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, you know, we've played each other, the two teams, you know, five times in the last three seasons. So, you know, it's a really, really evenly matched game when we go play them. And, you know, it really came down to execution throughout the night. You know, early on in that game, our defense, you know, we gave up a blocked punt and a short field. So all of a sudden we're sitting there staring at a 14-0 deficit. And defensively, you know, Iowa Western did a lot of things differently than they've done the past, you know, five games that we've played them in. And it took a little bit to just kind of get it figured out, you know, and be consistent with what we're doing, make those adjustments. Our defense really settled in the second quarter there and played outstanding, you know, in the second and the third. I think they had five straight three and outs to start the second half. And offensively, we were able to score some points there in the third as well. And then took the lead on a big punt return touchdown, a two-score lead by Cordell Goldsby. And after that, you know, it was kind of ball control, and we were able to run the football. And I think that was, you know, the biggest difference in the game was our defense eliminated their run game, and we were able to continue to rush the football and just kind of persevere through some of those hard times early in the game and, you know, made a comeback there.
Coach, what's the key to having such a successful program over and over every year? You know, we've been talking about on the show and for a long time, especially in college sports, how difficult it is now. What's the key for you guys and your success just year in and year out?
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of things that factor into it, obviously, but a consistent message, you know, of making sure that the standard's not changing with how we operate, you know, day to day and year to year. And our guys know, hey, when we recruit them, you know, what that expectation is, what that standard is. And I think just having a consistent message from our staff, you know, obviously having a support system around us to be able to go out and attract the right kind of guys into our program is really the biggest thing. But, you know, junior college football is hard. There's so much turnover year to year, and you know, roster management is difficult. And so, you know, getting guys in and only having 18 months max with them to get them to that level is always a challenge. But I think the more consistency we can have within our message and our standards of how we operate, you know, really on a day-to-day and what the expectations are, you know, as players and coaches, if we can all be on the same page, you know, I feel like we can attract good enough football players and put them in the right spots to always have a chance to win at the highest level. So consistency's, you know, the biggest part of that for sure.
Drew Dallas, our guest, he's the head football coach at Hutch Community College. They are national championships, and we congratulate him and the team for that. So you mentioned that things change mightily in a year. I think it's, on paper, a great idea to use dual quarterbacks that you can platoon. I don't know how often that happens, even at your level, but you were able to do it this year with a couple guys who both had really, really good seasons. Talk about the decision to do that. Was it a difficult one? When did you know that even if it was a difficult decision, it was the right one? And you have to be very pleased at how it paid off.
Yeah, you know, it's always kind of a touchy subject, you know, when it comes to quarterback play and reps and those things, because it's not like offensive line, receiver, you know, where you can roll guys in and out pretty much at will. You know, there's got to be some kind of consistency there. But You know, Samari Collier was a returning starter for us and left in the spring. He started for us last fall, wasn't with us in the spring, went to a Division I school, wasn't the right fit, and came back in the summer. And so in the spring session, you know, Kristen Johnson really developed and was a really good player. And so we kind of went into it with Samari being the guy and the starter, but knowing that, you know, we still had to keep Christian involved in the game. And I think any time, you know, in college football, you always have to have two quarterbacks prepped and ready to go. And so the challenge was trying to make sure that Christian was getting enough reps to continue to develop. And then obviously with it being junior college, you know, I have the opportunity to get recruited and exposure and those kind of things. And so, you know, knowing that, hey, you still got to develop some consistency and establish, you know, Samari's play throughout the long run of the season, but also bringing along another kid to where he's getting meaningful reps and not just in blowout games, you know. So playing both of them, it's always hard, but I think, number one, it starts with communicating, you know, to those guys kind of what the expectation is and how, you know, we're going to attack it and go about it. And, you know, it worked out because both those guys are really selfless and they work together within that quarterback room seamlessly. You know, they're great teammates with each other. They supported each other the right way. And then, you know, when Samari went down, whether it was with injury or, you know, towards the end of a game and we're just trying to protect him a little bit, you know, Christian was ready to step up and make those plays. And, you know, the funny thing was, you know, game two against Iowa Western, we go up there and Samari goes down with some full body cramps and first drive of the second half, and it's a 1-2 matchup, and Christian's thrown into the fire, you know, and takes us down to win that ball game on the road against the number one ranked team at the time in the country. And and then fast forward to the end of the season and you're in a national championship game, and Samari kind of took a couple hits on his ankle, really carried us in the first half, but Christian's asked again, hey, go win this game, and brought us back. So it just comes down to those guys being ready for the moment, you know, the moment not being too big for them, and, you know, trying to bring them along throughout the course of the season and get those guys enough reps to develop, you know, throughout the year.
So when you went to Hutch, I think it's 2019, and then as the head coach the following year, what was your feeling as far as, you know, competing for national championships? That league, the Jayhawk, was dominated for a long time by Butler, and then I think Garden City won a national championship in there. Did you see, maybe not like an opening because the conference is still really good, but did you feel like if you could use Hutch's history and its resources to your advantage that you'd be in the mix for conference titles and national titles more often than not?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and coming up here in 2019 as the offensive coordinator and working for Ryan Rhodes, my first season, you know, I mean, that was kind of the expectation, was to play in that game and get a shot to do it. And we came up short in 2019, but, you know, I knew we had the talent level to do it, and we just needed to get some things, you know, tightened up. And, you know, when I got the head job, that was kind of the first thing that, hey, we're going to operate this thing in a way that, you know, our goal each and every year is to compete for a national championship. And obviously there's things along the way that you got to accomplish, and winning a Jayhawk Conference championship is one of them. But, you know, I think we've got such a good support system here, and the community of Hutch is a nice place, and the people support us the right way, that, you know, we have everything we need to make it, you know, one of the best experiences in junior college football for guys. And so, you know, really kind of taking that 4-year model and transition it into the 2-year with the standard of competing for a national championship each and every year. And, you know, that COVID season was the first season we were actually able to go out and implement it. And, you know, I always joked around with everybody in the first year we won that national championship, and people always asked, hey, what was the deal? And I said, hey, you know, luckily as a first year head coach, nobody had a head start on me because, you know, everybody was going through the same thing with COVID. It was a first for everybody. So, felt like cheating that year a little bit. But as we continue to build it, you know, just making sure that standard didn't change, and we kept pushing guys in the right direction, developing the heck out of them and coaching them up. And, You know, again, making sure we're bringing the right kind of guys into the program to be able to compete at that level each and every year.
Drew, really, congratulations on an exceptional season that ends with a national championship for the Hutch Blue Dragons. We'll talk to you as the new year approaches, and again, celebrate, but don't go crazy, okay, like somebody here I'm working with today.
Absolutely. Well, I can't say I haven't already done that, but we've had a good time for sure, and we'll keep enjoying this one, and you guys have a Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
You too. Thank you very much. Drew Dallas from Hutch Community College. Here's Adam Teicher from ESPN.com. Covers the Kansas City Chiefs. They're coming off a 27-19 win on Saturday against the Houston Texans at Arrowhead Stadium. Adam's final home regular season game at Arrowhead covering the Chiefs. He's retiring after this season. Hi, Adam. How you doing?
Good, Bob. How you doing?
That's even bigger news than what the Chiefs are doing in my world.
In my world, too, believe it or not. So, yeah, it was just kind of crazy. I really didn't think about it. And then I'm heading to the stadium on Saturday morning. I'm thinking, you know what? I'm not going to be doing this again, except for the playoffs. So it was a little weird just standing down on the field before the game saying, hey, I'm not going to have this view much longer and being you know, once the game got going, I got kind of busy. But when it was over and work was done for the day, I still reflected a little bit on what a great privilege it's been to work out of the Arrowhead Stadium press box for so much of my life.
You've probably been there more than anyone. So there's been a lot of wringing of hands and nervousness about how good the Chiefs are because they had so many close calls and so many things went right for them to win a good number of their games. But here they are 14-1. They just need a win or a Buffalo loss to wrap up a bye and a home field. Where are the Chiefs? How do you feel like, what do you think their chances are to get number three in a row?
Well, I think the AFC is about as open as I've seen it. You know, I think the Chiefs and the Bills, and maybe you throw Baltimore in there, are formidable. But I feel like it's, hey, 4 through 7 could make some noise in the playoffs this year. I don't think there's just this huge gap that there's been in the past. I mean, there's been playoff teams in recent years. You know, Pittsburgh was one, for instance, last year. You knew they weren't going very far in the playoffs. I don't know who you can say that about this year. I mean, I don't think Denver's good enough to beat a series of good teams, but they're good enough to beat anybody on one day. So so I think it's going to be a weird year that way. And, I don't think there'll be any gimmies in the playoffs. And so, what's the Chiefs' readiness for that? I think they're good enough to do it. But, I still think there's things to fix for them. And defensively, they haven't been what they were last season. And, when they were struggling offensively, but they knew they would be in every game because their defense was so solid. And this year, they just can't get a big play to save their lives offensively. And, that's costing them. And they're having to be so efficient and make so much of every possession they have because otherwise they just can't do enough to win a game. So it's a different kind of team, no doubt about it. I think they're good enough, but will they get it done? I just don't know this year. I certainly didn't think last year's was going to be a Super Bowl team going into the playoffs, and yet they did it. So I think I've learned to never say never with these guys because they're so resourceful in a lot of ways. So who wants to be involved in a close game with the Chiefs down the stretch and doesn't think that the Chiefs are going to be the ones to make the plays? They've just been so consistent with that, and it's hard to say they can't do it again.
So on your outlet this morning, ESPN.com, Bill Barnwell wrote about some of the flaws of the Super Bowl contenders and brought up Kansas City's inability or maybe unwillingness at times to throw the deep ball. How much of a flaw do you think that is at this moment for the Chiefs? How much does Hollywood Brown kind of change that dynamic? And how much do they even want to change the dynamic on something that's got them to 14-1?
No, I think they do need to change that dynamic. I agree with Barnwell on this one, that it's going to be hard for the Chiefs to beat a series of good teams the way they've been operating offensively. You know, you look at the game 2 weeks ago in Cleveland, and the Chiefs ran 78 plays off on offense, which is a good number. I mean, it's not a record or an inordinate amount. I mean, you see it every now and then, but that's still a good number. So they ran 78 plays, and they had two plays of more than 15 yards. And neither of those were really long. One was 21 yards, one was 23 yards. And so you wonder why they get six turnovers and still only score 21 points. That's partially why. They just can't get the ball down the field in it with any kind of consistency. Then you look at the game against Houston the other day, and Chiefs had 70 offensive plays, and they had one play of more than 20 yards, and that was the 36-yard pass to Smaje Perine. So it is a real problem for the Chiefs. They're having to do so many little things well, you know, including make plays on third downs to keep drives going so they can survive. And sooner or later, that's going to catch up to you. They've done a great job with it to this point, but I feel like that's going to be something they have to have. They have to get more big plays to beat good teams, a series of good teams in the playoffs. So we'll see if they can get that done. I feel like it's in them. We've seen it from them before. The quarterback certainly is good enough. And Hollywood Brown is making a difference, or is going to make a difference. Xavier Worthy is starting to round into a more complete player. So I think they have the tools to get it done, maybe not be the most dangerous team in the league in that regard, but good enough to get them where they want to go. But I've thought that for a few weeks now, and it hasn't happened. So maybe they don't have it in them, but I just don't agree with that, at least not right now.
Well, and obviously there was a lot of talk about the quarterback earlier on with his high ankle sprain. People weren't sure he was going to play. And then, of course, in Mahomes-like fashion, he practices in full on Thursday, and he's out there on Saturday running around. How is his health right now? And on the other side of that, if they do win, do you give him the last week off and then he doesn't play for 3 weeks? What do you think the Chiefs do in that situation?
Yeah, first of all, that's a great problem for them to have. They would love to be able to have those kinds of problems and wonder how to handle him and other guys as well by getting that, securing that that first round bye by beating Pittsburgh this week. So, but as far as Mahomes goes, I had a chance to talk with him today, and he seems to be in a really good place with it. You know, he came out of the Houston game well with the ankle. Feels like he'll be in a better place for this game on Wednesday in terms of the ankle than he was against Houston. You know, he said, my body's going to be sore. I mean, it's only, you know, such a short week that my body will be sore, but my ankle will be fine. So I think he'll be fine. He'll, you know, we saw last week, he could do the things he needs to do to be effective on that ankle. So I think he'll be fine. And what they do with him, I don't think you let him rest this thing. If they can win against Pittsburgh, you sit him out against the Broncos, you let him take easy during the bye week, and then you play him. So I think that's the best way for the Chiefs to go. This has been a hard season for a lot of the Chiefs, for him in particular. He's taken more hits than he has at any season of his career. He's been sacked more than he has in any season of his career. They need to give him a break here, and they ask a lot of him, and usually delivers, but they need to give him a break. And yeah, it's not ideal having so much time off, but if anybody can stay sharp, it's him. So I feel like that's the best way for the Chiefs to go. It's been, they've had to play a lot of their better players, maybe more than they might like because of the close nature of so many of these games. So giving guys an extra week off and maybe 2 weeks off would be a good thing for them at this point.
Adam Tasha with us. I got one question to ask you. It's more of an inside football, actually inside journalism question. Maybe one better ask over a glass of vodka and orange juice. Who's your favorite person to interview during your time covering the Chiefs? We know Mahomes is the best player. We know Andy Reid now has established himself as the greatest coach in Chiefs history. Who have you enjoyed interviewing, Adam?
Oh, I have to really think about that maybe to give you the most accurate answer. But the guy who just pops into my head immediately is Dick Vermeil, because he was just such an open book. He would tell you what was on his mind and what he was thinking and how he was feeling. And he felt like it was a benefit to everybody to sort of open up what he was thinking and what the organization was thinking to the fans, and he could do that through me. So I always enjoyed talking with Dick Vermeil. I thought I was always going to get the truth, and I was always going to get it unvarnished. So it was. There have been others over the years for sure, and several players and other coaches. But the one that who stands out right now, at least without giving it some good thought, is Dick Vermeil.
Plus, just a really good guy, and what you saw with Dick Vermeil was who he was, and there were never any pretensions or anything like that. Wonderful guy.
Yep.
Adam, we really appreciate your time. Hopefully we'll get to talk to you again as the Chiefs approach the playoffs. But you're always great to come on our show, and we appreciate it, and have a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you all, too, and we'll talk to you guys down the road.
All right.
Thanks.
Adam Teicher, ESPN.com, who's been coming on the radio shows that I've done for forever.
Long time.
He's been around forever.
Well, he doesn't want to hear that.
Well, that's okay. It's good to be around forever.
He's better than the alternative.
Yeah, definitely been around as long as vodka's been around. That's
there you go. His brother, John, as you know, right? You remember John Teicher.
Yeah.
He was a broadcaster for the Wichita Pilots back in the day.
I sure don't.
Weren't you up there for some of those ball games?
Yeah, but I couldn't have told you did radio when I was five.
Don't you remember? He was the guy that always drank orange juice.
Then he went to UTEP, where he was the voice of the Miners for a long time.
Well, that's a move.
All right, that's it. We will not be here tomorrow, nor on Christmas, nor the rest of the week, nor next week. We're going to make some picks
in private
right now. Yeah, in private.
Oh, just
we're going to keep
whip
up
for sure.
We're going to keep up with that. Thanks for listening, everyone. Don't forget, when we return on the 6th of January, we'll be in a new time slot, 5 to 7 p.m. We hope you'll move along with us. Thanks for listening. See you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.